Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kelsey Nixon, and this is Kitchen Prescription, the podcast you listen to when you don't know what to make for dinner. This is episode 51, my fall five-ingredient meal plan. Hello, hello. We are back after a summer hiatus from the podcast, and I can't emphasize enough how exciting it is to be here. I have missed this podcast community terribly, but I am thrilled to be getting back into the swing of things this fall. I hope you all had wonderful summers spent with the people that you love, doing things that felt like maybe a break from the typical hustle and bustle. My summer looked like a little bit of travel to see family, cousins for my kids. We moved to a beach community in February, and this has been our first summer taking full advantage of having the beach just a few minutes away. So it was lots of surfing and boogie boarding and sandcastle building, but mostly just a lot of sand. I'm learning that I'm a person that has to accept the fact that I live with sand everywhere. In my car, in my house, in the sheets. Like, it's everywhere. But a small price to pay for being so close to the beach. I've also spent the summer working on a new product we will be launching very soon here, and continuing to serve our members in Recipe Club with weekly meal plans, new recipes, and tools to make getting dinner on the table feel more manageable. This summer, we launched our cheat sheets in Recipe Club, and they have been a huge hit. Print them all now if you are in Recipe Club. We did a salad cheat sheet, a grilling cheat sheet, a lunch cheat sheet. It is a one-pager, front and back, that you can quickly reference for dinner ideas on the busiest of nights. Or like the salad cheat sheet. One side is all of the components I put in a salad when I'm making a salad. The other side is the six salads I make most often. Our grilling cheat sheet was six marinades you can use for grilling anything on the grill. The other side was the six dinners I make most often on the grill. So helpful. So make sure you print those off. I keep them in my recipe binder. My sister tapes them up in her pantry. Wherever you keep them, they are just a fantastic resource. Now, I know that back to school season can be a time when a lot of us start to reprioritize a habit of weeknight dinners. So my team and I have been working so hard to put together an entire month of five ingredient recipes perfect for fall. They're live in Recipe Club now, and it's been so fun to hear from so many of you how much you're enjoying the lineup. So I wanted to spend today's episode discussing how to make delicious dinners with only five ingredients. First, we're going to run through three simple recipes you could throw on your meal plan if you're stuck trying to decide what to make for dinner this week. And lucky for you, they are all five ingredient recipes. So our first recipe is this prosciutto wrapped chicken with green beans and shallots. You guys, this is so good. So I use a chicken cutlet because it cooks faster. I wrap it in prosciutto. And if you're like, prosciutto, I don't buy prosciutto. You can use bacon. Prosciutto's just fancy bacon, really, but I really like the saltiness in prosciutto. I love the flavor. And then you wrap that up, you throw some cheese on top, you put it on a sheet pan, and then you're going to cook some green beans with shallots in a skillet, and you literally have a complete flavorful meal with just a handful of ingredients. This has been a winner for my family. It is definitely in our regular rotation at the moment. Okay, number two, Thai steak salad. This recipe was modeled after a favorite salad at a favorite restaurant. So it's Hillstone has a Thai, what is they call it? A Thai crunch salad? I can't remember what it's called. But basically, I love that salad. And anytime I go to Hillstone, sometimes the restaurant's called Houston's, depending on where you live in the country, I always, always get it. And so I needed to have a quick fix at home. So this is a really quick 5-ingredient recipe that mimics that salad. It's got thinly sliced flank steak, an Asian salad kit, some mango, some tomatoes. So, so yummy. And it's also very colorful, very beautiful. Okay, and the third recipe are my apple bacon grilled cheese sandwiches. This is a recipe I have been making for years. And the origin of this recipe actually comes back from when I was working on Food Network. And I spent a lot of time testing recipes in the Food Network kitchens. And I'll never forget working with a producer. And we were, I can't remember what the episode was, but we were doing something with grilled cheese sandwiches. And she's like, oh, have you ever put mustard on a grilled cheese sandwich? And I was like, what are you talking about? No, that's so weird. Guys, I am here to tell you that a little swipe of whole grain mustard on a grilled cheese sandwich with some slices of apple and bacon will change your life. Most delicious grilled cheese ever. You must try this recipe. I love it, especially when I dip it in tomato soup. It just becomes a full meal and everyone loves it. 5 ingredients. So there are your recipes for the week. You can find all of them and print them out in Recipe Club individually, or we also compile them all into a weekly meal planning guide if you prefer we just make all the decisions so you don't have to decide at all. That's got easily printable shopping lists and really breaks everything down for you. So you can find all that in Recipe Club. Let's jump into the back half of the podcast and discuss the power of 5 simple ingredients. Regardless of what stage of life we're in, making dinner can just feel overwhelming. Sometimes it's rooted in decision fatigue, like you don't mind cooking, but you just hate deciding what to make. Sometimes it's nothing sounding good, like nothing just sounds good to eat. Or if you live in a house like mine, you get frustrated by the thought of cooking something that you're not sure the majority of your family will even eat. If you've got picky kids, you know what I'm talking about. So if you find yourself falling into any of these categories, as we begin this new season, like 5-ingredient recipes might just be the perfect fit for you. I started sharing 5-ingredient recipes on Fridays on Instagram about 18 months ago, and they were a huge hit with millions of views, and people just really loved them. And seeing how many people engaged with and saved these posts kind of taught me that I'd really struck a chord with this whole 5-ingredient thing. It's like your brain sees the 5 ingredients like, yes, I can do this. I can do this. So we started to build a 5-ingredient library of recipes within my membership platform, Recipe Club, so that our members could have a variety of 5-ingredient recipes to choose from on their busiest nights. Those busy nights for me look like the nights when we have baseball games, or we've got ballet and baseball, or we've got a back-to-school night, which just happened, and you know that time is super limited. It also makes grocery ordering or grocery shopping so seamless, like very, very seamless. And chances are, if it's a 5-ingredient recipe, my guess is you're gonna have 2 or 3 of the ingredients already on hand, if not all of them. I want to offer up a few tips when it comes to cooking with only 5 ingredients. So I got to include a disclaimer here that these 5-ingredient recipes, I give myself a few freebies. Things like salt, pepper, olive oil, butter, like basics like that that you'd find in nearly every kitchen. I don't necessarily include those in the 5-ingredient lineup. So if you can forgive me on that, Some of you are going to be upset, and I accept your criticism. It is what it is, right? Everyone's got to have some salt and pepper. And if you don't have salt and pepper in your kitchen, let's start with that. The first tip I have to offer when it comes to making really simple recipes with only a handful of ingredients taste great is to not skimp on basic seasoning. Salt and pepper go a long way, especially when you're using kosher salt and cracked black pepper. So what do I mean by that? Some of you might be already on board. Kosher salt it's not iodized salt. It's different from table salt. It doesn't have iodine in it. It's a larger grain, and I would say is universally loved by people in the food cooking chef community. It's what most people use. So the way you're going to do this is you're either going, you could buy, like, they sell like kosher salt shakers, but the way I like to do it is to buy a box of kosher salt, and you're going to find a little dish, and you're going to pour the kosher salt in your dish, and you're going to keep that in your kitchen so that you can easily access it to season recipes, just like a chef would. The cracked black pepper, and I am looking at you, Kylie, my sister, because I was just at my sister's house. And I helped her organize her beautiful new kitchen. It was amazing, you guys. But she didn't have a pepper grinder. You gotta have a pepper grinder. Or a spice grinder. Having cracked black pepper is, oh. And let me just tell you, like, the tactile process of cooking, of taking a pinch of salt and doing some turns on the pepper grinder is just, it just feels nice. It feels nice, and that freshly cracked pepper and the kosher salt are going to make such a difference when it comes to how your food tastes. So if you take nothing else away from this podcast and you live in a kitchen, you live in a house with a kitchen that does not currently house kosher salt and cracked black pepper, promise me this week you will do that. You will be shocked at the difference it makes, okay? So don't skimp there. Also, it's important to season as you cook and also taste as you go. And this is actually something I learned back in culinary school years ago, but I'll never forget, like, on the, you know, first week of culinary school, they put like a little dish in front of you with a bunch of tasting spoons, because it's really important to develop your palate to taste as you go. But that sounds too fancy. Even for a regular home cook, tasting as you go is going to instantly make you a better cook. So what do I mean by this? Let's say you're making soup, right? We're headed into the fall, soup season. Let's say you're making I have a 5-ingredient tortilla soup in Recipe Club. And I think it starts with sauteing a chopped onion. So you've chopped your onion, you add it into the pot with a little bit of oil, and you're sauteing it. And the instructions say season with a pinch of salt and cracked black pepper. And so you are going to season then, and then you're going to add your next ingredient, the rotisserie chicken, and then you're going to add the salsa verde, and then you're going to add the chicken broth. Now, after all of that's come together, you're going to give it a stir, and because you've seasoned those onions initially, it's building flavor as everything simmers together. Now, the tasting as you go, at this point, you're going to taste it, and you're going to say, that tastes a little bland to me. Maybe it needs another pinch of salt. Or I think it could use another, you know, crack of pepper. And tasting as you go before you serve it to your people or yourself is such a great habit to develop. So you're going to season and taste. You're going to do both of those things. So I like to keep a little, let's call it a seasoning station near my stovetop with that little bowl of kosher salt, my pepper grinder, and I have my olive oil, and I have an avocado oil because I use avocado oil for a lot of things, and then I can just easily reach for them. It's kind of how chefs cook, and honestly, it's how you should cook too. So I'm going to share a picture of this setup on Instagram this week so you guys can see. It's going to remind you too, if it's right there, to reach for that salt, pepper, and to season as you go. So don't skimp on that. It's going to make a big difference for simple recipes. Second, figure out a few core shortcut ingredients that you can rely on for quick dinners. Some examples include like a jarred marinara sauce, prepared pesto. My favorite brand there is the Kirkland pesto, but there are lots of great brands out there. A rotisserie chicken. Oh my goodness. Was there ever a better shortcut ingredient? No. The rotisserie chicken is amazing, especially when it comes from Costco. I really like farro. That's something. It's a Trader Joe's favorite that I use. And these are all ingredients I can keep on hand in my pantry. I mean, the rotisserie chicken doesn't live in my pantry, but they're almost a cue for an easy dinner. So with the rotisserie chicken, I almost always include one in my grocery order every week because I'm always using that for something. Let me give you like a few specific examples. So with the marinara sauce, something like, okay, it's busy. You've got, you know, a parent-teacher conference and a baseball game that night, but you still got to feed your family. Spaghetti and frozen meatballs. Now, those could be meatballs you made, or those could be meatballs you bought. But taking some dry pasta, your marinara sauce, your meatballs, I know that's like incredibly obvious, but I'm here for the obvious. I have a recipe in Recipe Club that's creamy tomato pasta with sausage and spinach. 5 ingredients. But it uses a jarred marinara sauce. And that is, having that on hand, you know, gets me one step closer to the recipe. Another thing I make all the time is sheet pan chicken parm. And by having that marinara sauce, it just makes it easier to pull that together. Pesto. We just cooked a recipe in Recipe Club last week. A creamy tortellini with pesto and tomatoes. 5 ingredients. Pesto was a core ingredient. Tomato basil soup. Let me tell you, a tablespoon of pesto and tomato basil soup will kick it up a notch. Rotisserie chicken, Asian cashew crunch salad, the tortilla soup I just talked about, barbecue chicken sliders. So critical for a 5 ingredient recipe. That farro I mentioned, it's like a grain. And when we get a little tired of rice, I rely on farro. And it's a little healthier for you as well. It's got this great nutty flavor. Trader Joe's sells a 10-minute quick cooking farro. It's in a blue bag. It's like a buck. It's so cheap. And this is such a great shortcut ingredient for me because not only can it be a component to a full dinner like a hearty grain bowl, whether we're making burrito bowls or Greek bowls or something like that, but it's also a great side dish. If you're like, I need more shortcut ingredients in my life, I put together a fall shortcut cheat sheet. That's our cheat sheet for this month in Recipe Club that you can either hang in your pantry, you can, you know, put it in your recipe binder, however you want to do it. That would be a great thing to rely on the next couple of months if you're wanting to stock up on a few things that are going to turn into easy meals. And on that cheat sheet, I show you the ingredient and then I show you the exact recipes that you can make from those. So keep that in mind. Now, third, 5 ingredient fancy. Okay, go with me here. Don't discount adding a few finishing ingredients to really amplify a basic recipe. I want you to think about a squeeze of citrus, like lemon, crumbled cheeses, chopped cilantro, parsley, or nuts. Those really go a long way. And in the 5 ingredient recipes that I have written for this whole fall meal plan, I have to leave some of these out, right? But I always include them as optional ingredients. So for example, one of the recipes I'm making this week is this prosciutto wrapped chicken. And with the green beans and the shallots, you can saute those green beans in a little olive oil with salt, pepper, and the shallots. It's delicious. But you add just a squeeze of lemon juice at the end and boy howdy, does it take it to the next level. Don't discount that because chances are you've got a crumbled feta in the fridge. You've got a lemon or a lime hanging around on the countertop and you can finish your tacos with a squeeze of fresh lime juice. Or, you know, maybe you grow herbs or maybe you've got some cilantro left over from making guacamole the other night. Think about that. It goes a long way. All right. Hopefully those simple tips help as you think about adding a few simple 5 ingredient recipes into your rotation to survive what will undoubtedly be a busy fall season. Now, if you're not already a member of Recipe Club, now would be a great time if you'd like to get in and check out our fall 5 ingredient meal plan. It is 4 full weeks of 5 ingredient recipes, so 20 recipes all together. And for my podcast listeners, you can use the code PODCAST to get your first month free in Recipe Club or $10 off an annual membership, which makes it under $5 a month, you guys. Under $5 a month. It's so worth it. And no ads, by the way. I love a food blog, but I do not love the ads and the endless scrolling. None of that. No long stories. Just the recipes you need. Easy printable options. We'd love to have you in there. All right. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so happy to be back podcasting. Next week is going to be awesome. I can't wait to chat with you guys then. Until next time, I'm Kelsey, and I'll talk to you next week.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.